Rocky Point is one of the most popular tourist destinations for Arizonans in Mexico. And after this week's shooting there, officials from the state of Sonora came to Phoenix to try and convince people here to keep their plans to visit. Chandra Kiesecker is an American who's lived in Rocky Point for the past 12 years. She helps promote tourism and does work for the Convention and Visitors Bureau there. She was asleep when the shooting happened.
Well, it was my mom's birthday that day, and so I called her first thing in the morning to wish her a happy birthday and then let them know what was going on and that we were fine and we were getting more information. They live in Phoenix, and curiously, they live kind of near a gun range. And so in the mornings when I visit them, I've heard more shots fired there than anything that we heard where we were.
Does this change the way that you do your job as far as promoting tourism and some of the work you do at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, having to deal with an incident like this?
I think that we'll be facing some new challenges for sure. In the past few years, the tourism has really come back. And so this is kind of a blow in the stomach for all of us in the sense of reorganizing and figuring out how we are going to best promote the area and the area that we love and continue to live in. And so there will be some challenges ahead.
What would you tell fellow American expats who are looking at potentially coming down to Rocky Point about how safe it is, what the neighborhoods are like, what life is like down there, given that this has happened right now?
Well, Puerto Peñasco itself is a very small town, and a relatively small town. I'd say there's maybe a population of 40, 50,000. And all of us have been kind of taken by surprise and saddened by the events, but we know that the local police and there's also somewhat of a military presence at the moment in the sense of just keeping safety and calm in the street. The things that have been going on in Mexico in the past few years really have not affected this area, and so that's been one of our challenges in the past, is really getting the truth out about this port and how beautiful it is and the activities that there are, even as a small area. With this, I would recommend that people check with the Convention and Visitors Bureau here, as well as just keeping up on the news on what's going on. And we've heard mostly from people that this does not, they're not deterred at all in making plans to come down, into buying property in this area as well. And I think it's just keeping your wits about you and finding out all that you can find out. It's just making sure that people have information and not jumping to conclusions.
Chandra Kiesecker lives in Rocky Point, promoting tourism and doing some work for the Convention and Visitors Bureau there.